Well, thank you so much. That's right. It is the good stuff. Mike and Kim are your hosts today, and honored to be here. I've got a piece, a message by Paul Harvey coming up.
Oh, those are always good ones.
Oh, they are. That is so true. But before we do that, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. That's what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, everything agriculture. It's all right in each publication. Comes out once a week. You can subscribe. Just go to tsln.com. Subscribe and look at the latest news and be informed.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Do that by going to visitvalentine.org. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board encourages you to check things out here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. A great lineup of some local museums and a lot of local history to check out if you're into that. Or bird watching, hunting, fishing, all the outdoor amenities, and lots of motel rooms, Airbnbs, and campsites just to accommodate you. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
Now, this is interesting because it starts off talking about that we have made things worse for our children. Interestingly enough, Paul Harvey, this message at least was passed on in 1999. A message from Paul Harvey. We tried so hard to make things better for our kids that we made them worse. For my grandchildren, I'd like better. I'd really like for them to know about hand-me-down clothes and homemade ice cream, leftover meatloaf sandwiches. I really would. My cherished grandson, I hope you learn humility by being humiliated and that you learn honesty by being cheated. I hope you learn to make your bed and mow the lawn and wash the car. And I really hope nobody gives you a brand new car when you are 16. I hope you have a job by then. It will be good if at least one time you can see a baby calf born and your old dog put to sleep. I hope you get a black eye fighting for something you believe in. I hope you have to share a bedroom with your younger brother. And it's all right if you have to draw a line down the middle of the room, but when he wants to crawl under the covers with you because he's scared, I hope you let him. When you want to see a Disney movie and your little brother wants to tag along, I hope you'll let him. I hope you have to walk uphill to school with your friends and that you live in a town where you can do so safely. On rainy days when you have to catch a ride, I hope your driver doesn't have to drop you two blocks away so you won't be seen riding with someone as uncool as your mom. If you want a slingshot, I hope your dad teaches you how to make one instead of buying one. I hope you learn to dig in the dirt and read books. When you learn to use those newfangled computers, I hope you also learn to add and subtract in your head. I hope you get razzed by your friends when you have your first crush on a girl. And when you talk back to your mother, that you learn what ivory soap tastes like. May you skin your knee climbing a mountain, burn your hand on the stove, and stick your tongue on a frozen flagpole. I hope you get sick when someone blows cigar smoke in your face. I don't care if you try beer once, but I hope you don't like it. And if a friend offers you dope or a joint, I hope you realize he is not your friend. I sure hope you make time to sit on the porch with your grandpa and go fishing with your uncle. May you feel sorrow at a funeral and the joy of holidays. I hope your mother punishes you when you throw a baseball through a neighbor's window and that she hugs you and kisses you at Christmas time when you give her a plaster of Paris mold of your hand. These things I wish for you. Tough times and disappointment. Hard work and happiness. Are we friends or are we not? You told me once, but I forgot. So tell me now and tell me true so I can say I'm here for you. Of all the friends I've ever met, you're the one I won't forget. And if I die before you do, I'll go to heaven and wait for you. That's Paul Harvey. And a message, a wise message.
Casey Jones, the legendary railroad engineer who sacrificed himself to save his passengers' lives, never existed. Did you know that? Yeah, just some historical myth information.
Really?
Yeah, I'll share some more from time to time with you. And speaking of sharing, if you have something you'd like to share with us and the rest of the Good Stuff listeners, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at it. Maybe we can put it on a future edition of the program, which you might hear on a radio station like Watertown, South Dakota's KDLO-FM, right here on the Good Stuff.